The Bird Show.
All right, 2025, you're going to have to explain this one here to me, Abby. Gen Z is, what is micro-retiring?
So Gen Z is doing this new thing where instead of waiting until they're the ripe old age of 65, they're deciding to work really hard for a couple of years and then deciding to quit their jobs and take long extended period breaks that are kind of like little mini retirements. Because they're like, why am I going to wait until I'm old, gray, and crusty to enjoy the Maldives? I'm going to do it while I'm young, fresh, and fun. So I have a friend that's doing this right now. She's been working with the same company out in LA for like 7 years. And her family has always really been into travel. Every time I see her cousins like doing something, they're always like on a cruise somewhere. I'm like, do you guys not have jobs? And they're like, not right now, but I will in a year. Because their philosophy is just really grinding it out for a couple of years. And then racking up some money, taking that and doing a little mini sabbatical so that when they go back to work, they feel like they had some time to really live their lives.
Okay, so here is, what is this? At Josh Dreen on Instagram explaining exactly what micro-retiring is.
There's a new trend called micro-retiring that has Gen Z taking small breaks throughout their career instead of a long one at the end.
I am in a micro-retirement right now.
I am microdosing retirement as a 30-year-old.
This comes at a time where work is starting to feel less like a sprint and more like a marathon. And so micro-retiring is Gen Z's version of taking water breaks along the way.
I know I'm not the only person terrified of going to an office every single day, 2 weeks vacation a year, and then retiring at 65 and having to fit decades worth of living into the time you have left.
When you take a look at these unretiring baby boomers and Gen Xers who can't afford to leave the workforce, these young adults are like, maybe we should reinvent the wheel. Let's micro-retire.
I have never felt better. I've never felt healthier.
The reason why things are shifting is because traditional models of employment aren't keeping up with the needs of the modern workforce. It's a signal that employees want balance and purpose and flexibility. And the companies that can deliver will lead the pack. But would you micro-retire if you could?
So I'm getting mixed messages here because we hear from Gen Z all the time how difficult it is to get a good job, land a good job, right? So if you do this and you're trying to secure your job, but you take a break, you're just assuming your job is going to be back or you're going to be able to find a similar job. It's taking a tremendous risk.
It is. I mean, however, if you look at the numbers, unemployment actually was like at its lowest here not that long ago. Not saying that it isn't hard out there for some people, but just if you're looking at the raw numbers, I feel if you have a job, I totally endorse this. Like I would do this, but if you want a career, I don't think it's beneficial. Like, I don't know if I would be where I am in my radio career if I had taken micro retirements.
Certainly not. Yeah, it just doesn't, you're taking a tremendous risk. I mean, you have to be so good that you know when you get back from your quote-unquote retirement, there's another job lined up for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are that good.
I think that's the issue. I mean, I get it. I feel like Gen Z is funny because this, to me, is not like a new idea. It's just something that most of us were not fortunate enough to be able to do. But if you do have the means, as in like the money or a job that you can micro-retire or long vacation, whatever you want to call it, then absolutely.
I just am picturing Gen Z trying to explain that to an employer in the job interview. They're like, what's the 6-month gap in your resume?
Right.
And then them having their little Starbucks and being like, well, I was just micro-retiring.
Yeah.
I was at the Maldives. I have my boyfriend, Jason. I just don't think that's going to go over well when you try to get a new job. Mm. Not saying that people wouldn't be receptive to it. My anxiety personally could never.
Well, and also as a manager that's doing the hiring, I'm going to be like, so if you did that to your last three employers, why would you not do it here?
As Bert of the Bert Show and doing the hiring and being the final filter, you are about to hire somebody and then you found out that they micro retired.
Yeah.
Are you going to, is that person going to be desirable?
No, that's the end of the interview.
Yeah.
So
over.
This is a bad time to say I'm not renewing my contract. I'm micro retiring.
Yeah. I end up macro retiring.
The Bert Show.